speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
The next question, does the Bible speak of psychics or fortune tellers? And how do you explain the way that these people are able to reveal certain things or aspects concerning events in life? The Bible reveals to us that God worked through visions with His people in the Old Testament time. We understand that God spoke through Daniel, and God revealed through Daniel the visions that Nebuchadnezzar had, and Daniel was able to give the explanation of the vision. Also, the context I wanted to draw out is that Daniel took the opportunity to say that his ability to explain the vision came from the God in heaven. He says there is a God in heaven who's able to give the interpretation of the king's dreams. Yet at the same time, there were individuals who were practicing witchcraft or sorcery, and these individuals are also said to be wise men of the city. Hence, it appears as if some, at least to some degree, whether they were faking it or if they had an ability, were claiming at least to be able to interpret dreams or visions. Satan worked against God in like figure with visions. Take into consideration Acts chapter 16 in the New Testament, verse 16 through 19. We have the context there where a young lady is filled with a spirit of divination. And in that then, her owner is using her and abusing her as an income. And of course, the Apostle Paul is annoyed by her. Why? Because she's always going on. And then he cast out the demon, and the man then is irritated at Paul. Well, what's going on in the context? The spirit there, good people, is identified as an evil spirit. Who's responsible for that? Satan was. In fact, in 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, Christians in the Christian age are told in the first century context to test the spirits as to whether they are from God or if indeed they would be a false prophet or an evil spirit. Today, God operates through His Word. There, God does not operate through visions or dreams, not in any miraculous way. Satan's powers have been limited. We learn this from the book of Matthew chapter 13, verses 27 through 29, where Jesus entered into the strong man's house and He bound the strong man. Well, why do I say it all that? If Satan was responsible for the indwelling of these demons, and the demons then were responsible for the giving of the visions and things of that nature that we read of in the Old and hence also in the New Testament Scripture, and that power has been taken away, then also then it would stand to reason that these abilities are no longer present with us in this modern day. Well, how is it then that so-called psychics and fortune tellers are able to give details and even able to solve cases and things of that nature whenever they're helping the police and such? I believe that there's more there than meets the eye. Usually, it is said, and I've studied a few of these, there's more information available to these people than what they're willing to admit. And based out of that, then, they do their investigative work and hence they are able to provide insight into various angles that maybe the police or investigators outside of them have not been able to put together. Are they wise individuals? Are they smart? Yes, I think sometimes they're very intelligent. Yet at the same time, I think that some of them might be classified as Looney Tunes. So they've got to be very careful with that. But also, more times than not, the details that these individuals share, they're very vague. They're not very descriptive. Hence, you say, Kevin, what are you saying? I believe that these individuals are operating under a falsehood. And the Bible says that sorceries are indeed a falsehood, Revelation 22 and verse 15. And that Christians are not to engage in or to follow according to those individuals who would be a part of that thing.